In is dangerous, and Matanui whips in front to take the mark as Hanbury had to wait for
Grundy and Kennedy backtrack. He's out number 3-1. Kennedy gets a snap on goal and puts it through.
Hand pass to Hanbury. He centres the ball to Franklin, who takes the mark at centre half forward, right in front. A beautiful drop puck for goal. Yo takes the mark, kicks towards the goal square. Matanui bowled over before the ball arrives, and he's going to get the free kick on the point of the goal square. Heaney gets a bad bounce. Bounces just about off his jaw, and it's back into a pack.
Well, it came off McGovern's shin like a Matthew Hayden cover drive.
He applies a tackle and goes in and wins the ball. Hey, well done, son. Gets the hand pass to Franklin. Too far out, 65 from goal. Long kick to the goal square. And a dive and a mark in the goal square. Sensational by Heaney. Where'd he come from?
Chewy to Chris Marston. Kicks towards full forward. Eyes for the footy. Good mark, Grundy.
Papley with the goal beckoning. Oh, Heaney throws himself at ankles. And Papley from half a metre out kicks the goal for the Swans.
30 metre defensive handball to Richards, who then from a standing start heaves it forward. Kenny, and you can tell it, it's a goal. Terrific kick, Kenny Richards.
McGovern gets it inside the 50, close to the boundary line, about 40 out, and it's muscled over the boundary line, and we get a throw in. So the Sydney fans will get behind this boundary umpire and give it the oomph as he throws it over his head. Oh, they let me down badly.
As if on cue, nothing.
Nothing.
I knew it was a siren coming through.
Well, it's quarter one by the Swans. They trailed by 6 in quarter time, but they now lead by 9 points. At the long break, Sydney 5-6-36. To the West Coast Eagles, 4 goals, 3-27.
For the Swans, all singles to Heaney, Sinclair, Franklin, Richards and Drew Papley. And for the West Coast Eagles, 1-2, Matanui, Shuey, Kennedy and Hill. The Eagles by 6 points at quarter time, as Drew said, and now the Swans by 9.
The Eagles through a chain of handballs ends up with Redden, and Redden has kicked the goal.
Yo, from near the boundary line. What a shot for goal that is. He's covered the line and kicked the goal from about 45 out wide.
Hearn brings it in, looking for Butler. He can't mark it, so he thumps it to the ground. Sharked by McGlynn, and from 50, sees it home. Tippett goes in turn to Robinson, to McVeigh. Snaps it across his body from 35. Goal Sydney. Handles out to Prittis with the right. Kicks towards centre-half forward. Always a mark there from Lacroix.
Comes to McGlynn. He goes very long in the direction of Hewitt, who takes a good mark. And he steers it home. Teddy Richards has taken an absolute hanger in the middle of the ground. Sinclair is there, one hand up, not enough, but he's on the ground. He paddles, a shocker, and it's gone through for a goal. It is my man again, Drew Papley, gets his second goal.
Matanui, he wins this and palms it beautifully down to Shuey. Hambles out to Prittis with the right, kicks towards centre-half forward. Always a mark there from Lacroix.
Here's a shot for goal by Lloyd. He bounces it home
to Prittis, who's up there as well. Kicks towards full forward. A chance for the Eagles, who have not scored a goal in this final term. Only 4 points for their efforts, and they won, because there is the full-time siren. Invisigard have brought you the final term. In the end, a comfortable win for the Sydney Swans. They kicked 3 goals, 4 in that final term to win 12-16-88. West Coast 7-7-49.